based on how my life is looking now, I would say I'm on the right path, getting to where I want to go. I'm trying to do the right things, be around the right persons, just becoming mature and just knowing what I want at a very young age. I think that has also helped me to, you know, accomplish like so much, like now, because I know what I want, I know what I'm gonna do to get it, I know what it's gonna take to get it. So I think that having a strong mind, a strong support system, I'm just really happy with just who I am today, and just hoping, you know, I can become an even better person, better individual, better woman as well. You know, every day is, you know, still there's still time for growth, but so far I'm actually really happy for what I'm becoming.
And there's this understanding, this deep understanding of putting in the work and not prioritizing play, which a lot of us do, like especially at 23. when do you feel like you adopted that mindset?
Are you young?
Or you just always like that? Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been that way. And it wasn't until I started training with Twatine Cuthbert Modest, that's my childhood coach, who came back to look for me, and he was saying to me, like, those things will always be there, it'll always be around, but what you do now is what really matters, but you have to put in the work now. And I think it wasn't until I went to Jamaica, when I made that sacrifice to leave my family behind, leave my friends behind, and chase my dream, that's when I realized, like, you have to make that sacrifice to get to where you want to go. And I've always had that mindset of, you know, doing what you have to do, and whatever else comes after, then you'll do it. But when you're playing, people just enjoying the fact that you're playing, but they don't care whether or not you have your life together, or like you've achieved what you wanted to already. And that Romans 8:18, when it talks about the pain that you're feeling can't compare to the joy that's coming, it really stems from how my life has been, you know, facing hardships and just seeing where I am now in my life. Because during all that time, it was just so hard, and the sacrifices, and it's like, I want to give up, I want to go back home, I want to be with those that I love. But then now I'm seeing the benefits of that. I'm seeing all what those hardships and the sacrifices, how it turned out. And I'm just really grateful that I adopted that mindset from a very young age.
Obviously, the other athletes are at the top, but like, you, can you relate to your peers? How are those relationships? Or would you say there's a sense of loneliness because now you're like the best of the best?
No, that's a really good question. I cannot say, because I've always been the exact same way that I've been, like, ever since. You know, even before winning the Olympics, like, I have a friend, Ronica, from since Form 1 at Leon Hess. And, I mean, even though we have completely different lifestyles, like, I'm in track and she's working in St. Lucia, like, we're still friends. So she doesn't really impact me, or have a bad impact on me one way or the other, but I have still kept her around, and she's been my best friend for, like, maybe more 2025, for, like, 12 years now. And I think for me, it's finding the balance between the two, and just not mixing work and friends together. If I know that you're not going to, or you're going to have a bad effect on me, I won't have you around. And I say to myself, I have my people that I usually go to, but sometimes it can be very hard to navigate who's real and who's not real, and who's here for what you've done and who is genuine. I think that's very hard to navigate through, and it's very hard to tell at times. I would say that.